You know, Mike and I have a great relationship, and we talk constantly in the off season and every day in the regular season as well. And you know, we had our usual conversation on Tuesday, or Monday, I guess, and you know, we talked about everything, and we've never had a problem.
Who had to travel further to meet, have the meeting of the minds, you or him? If you understand what I'm asking. In other words, you have to bend closer to his philosophy, or did he kind of
a
little closer to
Mike and I are on the same page. We got no issues.
All right.
You weren't questioning like the play calling, or when you said that about getting your best players on the field, I mean, was that misinterpreted, or what?
I just think there was some frustration in the fact that we weren't converting third downs and didn't have opportunity, you know, to get more to get more plays where we can, you know, isolate Jermichael, we can isolate Greg and Donald. You know, the kind of weapons we got, I think anybody can understand, you know, my frustration when we don't have more opportunities to get those guys the ball.
As a quarterback, there are some plays that you like more than others in situations in the games, and you feel like since you're out there, I may know what I'm doing?
No, I get paid to play the game, and Mike gets paid to be the head coach, so I know my role and he knows his. I know where I'm at on the chain.
Aaron, Charles Woodson did an interview with Jim Rome today and said acquiring Marshawn Lynch would have been a logical choice for this team. What was your reaction yesterday when you heard that he went to a different team and that the price he went for is not coming here?
Well, Marshawn is a friend of mine, and I wish him nothing but the best. I had a great opportunity to play with him when he was a freshman, and he had an incredible season that year. But you know what? I like our guys. I really do. You know, anytime you can add a guy like that to the mix, you know, that's why I said bring it on at the time, because you can never have too many good players, I don't think. But I think if you look at that last drive and the way that, you know, John Kuhn ran the ball, I mean, he's, you know what you get out of John. You get a lot of effort. He's going to make the right read. And you know, he's a big-time player for us, and I think Brandon Jackson is the same kind of player. So I'm happy with the guys we got, and we can win with those guys.
Yeah, that bootleg pass you threw to Donald, that was a classic case of all of a sudden the team had to respect the run. They had to stop guys from running off the clock. They put eight guys in the box. Do you guys have enough of that threat early in the game to draw teams out of all that coverage?
I hope so. You know, we just have to, I think, be diligent with that running game. You have to give it time. And in a situation like that, I just, you know, I appreciate Mike having the confidence in us to be able to call that, because the defense was obviously expecting a run, although we gave them, you know, a similar formation that we run that play out of. And Donald Lee ran a really, really nice route. We had a good play fake and had a big conversion on that first down and to take more time off the clock and eventually run the timeout.
Did you have to help Albert Haynesworth, one of the big guys on the defensive line, the quarterback? You kind of want to know where he's at? He's stepping up his game as of late?
Yeah, no, he's been playing a little bit more for them, and he's a very talented player, has been for his entire career. You know, but they have more than just Albert on that side. I think you gotta find where Arakpo is. He's a big time player and a pass rusher. Obviously, Albert has a lot of has great pass rush moves from an interior guy, which you don't really see every week. But you know, he hasn't been an every down player as of yet. So you know, Brian is more of an every down player and a guy we need to definitely find out where he's at every play.
Hearing a lot of guys.
Are you a little bit frustrated? You guys haven't been able to put together four good quarters yet in the game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is frustrating, especially with the kind of, you know, stuff we were able to do at times in the preseason and end of last year. But, I in a situation like that, I got to look in the mirror first. And I haven't played well enough yet. I haven't done a good enough job on third downs for us to, you know, get more opportunities to finish those drives off, to take those plays from, you know, three and outs to drive to end up with points. And I got to be, you know, critical of myself first. I haven't got the job done.
Care to jump off that, and now you have a lot of injuries or at least concerns. Do you take this upon yourself to get that offense into a rhythm, or do you have to guard against doing that?
I don't think I've ever really done that in my career. That's not the way I play. I've never felt like it's you know, one player is bigger than the team. I have to do my job better. And, you know, if we're going to be a better offense, I think each member of that offense needs to look in the mirror and probably say the same thing. I think we all need to do a better job. You know, there are some things I think we've done very well. I think the protection's been great. You know, five sacks as compared to, I think, 20 we had last year after four games. You know, my body definitely appreciates that every Monday and Tuesday. You know, I think we've been efficient in the red zone. We just need to do a better job on third down. and be more consistent in order to, you know, take some pressure off the defense. In a game like we had last week, the defense is out there for a lot of plays. We have to extend those drives and give them time to rest and take their offense, which was hot, off the field, and we didn't do a good enough job of that.
Aaron, as a player right now, how big a step is that for you as the way you're evolving? I mean, you, at some points you're going to have to stand up and take some of the sticks that maybe some of the fans are going to agree with and the management peers are not going to agree with that. How big a step is that?
It's an honor to be voted in by my peers, my teammates. That means a lot to me. It just gives me another opportunity to speak for the team. And as my leadership role increases, that's a challenge and an opportunity I look forward to. We'll meet those bridges when we get there.
Aaron, a lot of quarterbacks haven't taken on that role in the past, if you look back at player reps. You know, maybe just because they don't want the hassle or
right.
Whether it's commercial endorsements or what have you. Why are you willing to you know, endure whatever it is, you know, the extra hassle that you'll have to with this position?
Well, I think I'm definitely not the only quarterback who's stepped up this year and been voted in as a new player rep. But I think it's important that this is the most important negotiation of my career. And I think it's important that, we have guys as the player reps who are passionate about their sport and want to see it advance to the next generation. And that's why I'm looking forward to this challenge. Yeah, I mean, this is an important negotiation, and we know how much it means to the players, to the owners, to the fans, to the community. You know, you look at the recent news report about the economic impact, and when you're looking at the kind of recession that we've been in as a country, this is obviously a very important negotiation.
How much tougher has the NFC North now become with Randy Moss part of the equation?
Well, I think the NFC North was already a tough division. With the Detroit obviously being improved and the way Chicago's playing, and Randy just adds another superstar to the mix. He's a guy who's played at a Hall of Fame level for the majority of his career, and I think Minnesota obviously wanted him, and they got the player they wanted.
Aaron, when you see Minnesota free agent, you guys as a team aren't generally in those conversations. Is it frustrating ever, or do you just kind of understand that that's a philosophy here and accept?
Ted's track record has, he's shown himself to like to draft his guys, raise them up in the program, and then pay them. And I'm, one of those guys, Greg Jennings, Nick Collins, Nick Barnett. You know, we have a lot of guys who've kind of been in that role. We've added, a few guys, not many, but guys who've been, effective, additions to our team, Ryan Pickett, Charles Woodson, and I like our guys. I think we can win with them. We've proven to be able to win with them, and we're going to have to.